Today's headlines are scary. They read, murders in Los Angeles up nearly 200%, violent crime rising at rapid pace, sheriff statistics show. Oakland police chief warns crime is out of control as city cuts law enforcement budget. Gang-related crime and violence skyrockets in San Diego County. Violent crime on the rise in Fresno, city sees worst murder rate in 16 years. Rampant crime has taken over big cities and is working its way into the suburbs and our rural communities. California used to be a safe place to work, raise a family, and enjoy a high quality of life. What happened? The answer is in the headlines as well. Public safety deceit. California releasing felons from prison while violent crime spikes in state. California Democratic lawmakers look to remove penalty from possessing firearm during crime. A dangerous bill that reduces penalties for serious crimes committed by gang members. More than a dozen cities are defunding their police departments. So let me get this straight. As violent crime is rising, the state is releasing prisoners early, lowering penalties for gun crimes, and cities are cutting police budgets? Are you kidding me? You talk about an upside-down world. Governor Newsom and other Democrat politicians seem to be living in some kind of fantasy land. Then again, the wealthy Gavin Newsom has had taxpayer-funded around-the-clock security, usually police, for much of his life. So what does he really know about the threat of crime? He's never had to worry about property, he's never had to worry about his family, and he's never had to worry about his life savings, so why should we be surprised? One of my predecessors in the Senate used to say that since Democrat Party leaders abandoned law-abiding families in favor of criminals, the best thing that you can do to stay safe in California is to...
to get a dog, to buy a gun, and put an alarm system in.
He might just be right. I'm Senator Brian Jones.
You nailed it.